Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This Rise Guys podcast is fueled by the best beer on the planet. Rise Guys P1 Pilsner, brewed locally by Thomas Creek Brewery and created especially for the P1s.
Yeah.
Ask for it by name. Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Find a location near you at 933theplanetrocks.com. Drink responsibly. Now cheers.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Spread the word on 93.3 The Planet.
I told you. You're right. You feel that?
Yeah, man.
You're like, what is that taking over my body? Something's
obesity.
Really? No, not that.
Happiness.
Diabetes? No, it's not that.
Nope.
That's that.
It's not a stroke. I thought it was, but it isn't.
No, it's that. It's the music pulling you to the floor. Will you accept the invitation?
Yeah.
I can't tell if you're enjoying the music, Jimmy. You got to take a dump.
Both.
Okay. Well, let's.
I haven't been to the man's room since I woke up this morning.
Let's sashay to the handicap stall right now and do some business.
We'll be right back, guys.
Lickle.
Good, I'll wait. Lickle. I'll wait till after the segment.
Thank you. Always a pro. Once you get here, at least. Did you catch any crap out in the hall? I heard that.
No.
Yeah. Glad you're okay, guys.
Yeah. He said he's in therapy because I was a little late this morning.
Mark Hendricks said he's in therapy?
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, what's up, Fancy Nine?
Did he throw anything at you?
No, he didn't. Didn't throw it up.
Well,
I throw it back.
Fat boy, would you hit me with the key word one more time? Gently across the face.
Shape. S-H-A-P-E.
Shape.
Shape.
Text it to 72881. Win you $1,000. P1 Sean the Bomb. Mr. Lickle himself is in studio with us, hanging out. He did a great Facebook fussing earlier. And he got to see a little behind the scenes action because I was over here in cohorts with Fat Boy. It's like, I want you to pull a piece of audio from yesterday's show, if you would.
Oh.
Because I want to get Jimmy stirred up again.
I wasn't stirred up. Everybody else was.
But I liked the fact that yesterday when we were doing the All Advice show, we had a lady call in with a situation. Well, we got the clip. Let's play the clip, and then Nine can beg for your forgiveness.
Never.
All right, ready? Here's a clip.
I used to own a dildo company.
Not that clip.
That other clip. The one from yesterday.
Yes, okay, here it is.
That's for the Star Wars. Are they exes because you cheated? Or
No. Oh. I mean, they've been broken up for a while, and, I just happened to see him in Walmart shopping, and you know, we just hooked up, and we've been dating for a while now.
You're Eskimo sisters.
Did y'all leave Walmart together to go hook up?
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Maybe. Oh, my God.
So, the mom, that was who we just heard from.
Yeah.
Or, you know, from yesterday.
That was her.
Her daughter was dating a guy. They broke up several months ago. Now, mom ran into the daughter's ex-boyfriend at Walmart.
Mm-hmm.
They end up exchanging numbers or whatever. And now they have been seeing each other for 3 months, and she's was trying to figure out how she could tell her daughter.
That she's dating her daughter's ex-boyfriend.
Yeah. And the latest ex, I will point out, by the way. The daughter's moved on, I guess, to another relationship, but it was the last ex.
Before this current relationship, yeah.
You know how Walmart people stand in the middle of the aisle and talk?
Oh, yeah.
Block it.
Oh, yeah.
What if they're just hooking up in the middle of the aisle?
The employees standing in the middle of the aisle talking?
Yeah. And every other family reunion?
Yep.
Well, so it's just one of those things where I said if it's the end of time and, you know, it's down to you and like 10 people, and then there's your ex, your daughter's ex-boyfriend, and there's no other options, okay. Or if you're in a tiny little small town, I'm talking about a couple dozen people, then your options are limited. But now with the internet, with dating apps, with Facebook, Twitter, Snapchat, everybody's got a way to find somebody else. So
ain't as easy as it seems, man.
Oh, Jesus.
It ain't.
A grinder for farmers?
You're too picky, Jim.
Well, yeah, absolutely. Well there's no such thing as too picky. You have to be picky. If you're not picky, you don't think of yourself highly.
Start picking women.
I might try that one day.
Goodness. Change your filters. Yeah. No, but
come here, Tony.
Pretty much everybody was like, "That's a, I mean, that's an area you don't go to." A, because the daughter's going to assume mom and boyfriend were hooking up all along, or at least, as somebody put it yesterday, lusting after each other.
Uh-huh. Yeah,
you're going to assume that. And then they're talking about going to the beach or somewhere in July together, and she wanted to figure out how they could coexist.
Family vacation. She said they have a family vacation every summer.
I'd watch that reality show.
So I had a lot of fun yesterday just asking why. Because people had because the daughter's going to assume, well, that isn't a reason why not.
Okay, but you...
It's not a valid reason.
I heard it on the rewind this morning. You actually said at 1.9 that... Maybe I'm just playing devil's advocate, but I feel as though the more people, the more interactivity that we got from folks that were saying, screw you. Like, one guy was, like, threatening to come down here and kick your ass.
Yeah, one dude wanted to punch me in the face. Yeah,
So people... Which,
come on, I kind of like it.
And it was... I think it went from...
Get me turned on.
It's kind of a devil's advocate thing to you were saying, like, explain why that is wrong.
Yeah, I can't. Nobody
he
could,
just is.
So that's why I kept asking the question, because he was like, no, it's wrong, you can't do it. I'm like, well, tell me why. And nobody could really explain why.
Okay.
Not that, look, would I do it myself? No, but why?
No. The transcripts.
Is that the first thing that comes to, you know, mind, that my kid had a relationship with that person? And that's like, after that, it shouldn't even be a thought.
Yeah.
Like, eh.
Yeah, why? I mean, it was a full on, like, they've been places each other have been. Yeah. And it's like sex inception, if you think about it in one particular path.
Everybody you've been with has been with other people.
But not your mama.
Yeah. There's a decency thing there.
I get it. You found a loophole,
we
Jimmy.
We had showers and soap and stuff.
You found a loophole where, yeah. Well, explain it then. Well, I can't.
It's not a loophole. It's just I just wanted an answer to the question.
Then explain this to me. Yeah. Why is it when we used to go to the movies together that we would separate a seat between us in an empty theater? Why, Jimmy? Explain it.
Because you couldn't keep your hands off me.
No, that's not true.
Yeah,
no, because if we sat side by side back then, especially, we'd be in each other's laps.
Yeah, well, there's no room.
No, you know.
I was 400 pounds.
Just can't
explain. She's a lot bigger, too.
Just don't make any sense. You just don't do it.
I think I can answer the why question.
Thank God. Somebody needs
Sean.
To show on the bottom.
All right. It's not wrong per se, but morally it is wrong. That's it. Morally it's wrong. That's the only way it's wrong.
But what if you're someone like 9 who doesn't have morals?
Well, then I guess go ahead.
That is a joke. Gosh, that's a total joke.
I did sit here yesterday wearing my Bite People Hell Satan t-shirt while I was asking those questions.
And it was in neon green, too, so
yeah,
it was confusing.
Neon green.
But I take a different stance between morally what she's doing is not bad on surface to date someone younger, but just because of the child factor.
Yeah. Well, the hell yeah. I mean, the age is certainly not the issue.
Yeah.
I mean, 40-year-old woman with a late 20s young man? Oh, he's loving it.
And it might be hard for me to wrap my head around the same way as everybody else because, A, I don't have any kids, and, B, I haven't. I mean, my dad died when I was 17, and I wasn't getting none back then.
But as far as being a good parent and putting your child first, that is not at all putting your child first. You're thinking of yourself and your own libido.
All right, I'm glad you said it. Jimmy, that's your answer. That's your answer to why it's wrong.
But they're all consenting adults.
Because as a parent, Paige and I can identify with why it's wrong.
They're all consenting adults.
I'm also a parent.
But they're all consenting adults.
You came back. It was yours? Congratulations. I didn't see the email.
I don't think you can really speak on this unless you're the parent of a consenting adult.
Give me 2 years. Paige can. Paige has an 18-year-old stepson.
And I would never, ever, well, I mean, if I dated his girlfriend, that would be really weird.
Well, yeah, but you wouldn't date a lady just because it's
you
not who
you
are.
Saying,
I'll be honest, for show purposes, that would be awesome, though. That would be great for show purposes. It'd be content for days.
So, Paige, not being into ladies, you can't identify either. None of us can.
No, but I do identify with being a good parent and never wanting to hurt my child or do anything that would, you know, because they come to you in their darkest times and crying when they lose a pet or when their heart is broken. And you're supposed to protect their heart and protect them as a parent.
This is not a little kid. This is a grown woman.
It doesn't matter. You're always going to be their parent. You're always going to never want to hurt their feelings.
Sometimes the parent will use the child as the sounding board to say, you know, what if, or think about that. Like when they broke up, the daughter and the boyfriend, she probably called her mama squalling.
Of course. Who do you call first?
Mama, let's go Cheesecake Factory. Come on, he broke up with me. Let's go. Meanwhile, mom, she's not thinking about him. I really believe that. She just said, I saw him at Walmart. We spoke. And then it just clicked.
Yeah, I don't buy into the thing that mom is, you know, they had something going on before they broke up. I think it just happened after the fact.
My wife just texted me a good example of something that happened similar. It's not, my mom didn't go run and try and date a girl I was dating, but she had become friends with a girl I had been dating. And I didn't want her over at the house, like, ever. I didn't want to see the girl. I didn't want to talk to her. But my mom would always have her there because she wanted to hang out with her. And it's awful. It's awful having to see that person all the time.
Jesus.
I mean, timing is everything in this. It just happened. They just broke up.
The daughter's dating somebody else.
Yeah, but still, years later, would it be any different? Probably.
See, here again, Nine found the argument loophole. He really did. He found a further loophole I just figured out he discovered, too, is that because, you know, I have a daughter. Paige has a son. Fat Boy has a son. Mm-hmm. Wait a minute. Well, that could work.
Yeah.
With Fat Boy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
Years down the road, of course.
I couldn't.
Well, of course you couldn't.
No.
Because you're a father.
I mean, even if I wanted to, like, cheat or hook up, I still couldn't do it.
Right.
Physically or what? You just wouldn't.
I couldn't physically.
Like, let's do this.
I'm impotent.
You're impotent?
Yeah.
Oh. Well, I'm potent.
I'm barren. There.
Let's open up some phone calls, because I know yesterday we had to roll before we got all the calls. 1-800-774-0093. I mean, even with friends, like folks were bringing that up yesterday. Like, if your buddy dated a girl, although at Wade Hampton, they didn't observe that rule. But yeah. in many communities, they say, hey, if my friend's been with her, then it's off limits, right? Because there's a million opportunities out there.
Usually by then you've heard the horror stories, and you don't want none of that.
Yeah. 1-800-774-0093. 1-800-774-0093. You can call in about that, anything you want to. Maybe you have some questions for P1 Shaw and the Bomb. He could be glad to answer for you.
Yeah, I don't even want to argue, but I just want somebody to tell me why, and I just want a reason why. That's
I told
all I
you why.
About it.
You don't want to accept it.
Well, it just doesn't.
Between you over here with that
up.
And Sean saying people with the name Terry are all stupid, I tell you what.
And people who went to Dorman.
Yeah, and people that went to Dorman. 1-800-774-0093.
Dorman is stupid.
More Rise Guys right after this.
The Rise Guys Morning Show with Matt Man, Nine, Paige, and Fat Boy.
93.3 The Planet
Rocks. Ah, God.
What, Matthew?
That was a song that was too long. Rise Guys Morning Show. Good morning to you. Sorry.
Songs don't seem like it should be 6 minutes long, but it is. Every bit of it.
As it was.
Yeah, it is. It's long.
Good morning to you. It is 8:33. We're doing some open phones, 1-800-774-0093. We're joined in studio by P1 Sean the Bomb.
What up?
P1 Sean the Bomb. Mr. Lickle. And just killed it on Facebook fussing. You can hear that later on the podcast. Or the video at facebook.com/riseguys. Let's talk to some folks. 1-800-774-0093. I'm sure, Nine, you've angered up some folks again.
Probably.
That lightning rod that you are. Yeah. This is one of my favorite P1 names because of the double meaning. Let's go to P1 Male Escort on line 4. Good morning.
Hey, Sunshine.
Hey. She works for the Postal Service. Aww. Male Escort. I love it.
It's a great name. Great name.
I know.
Very creative.
We were talking about that during the song.
Yeah, we were saying how creative you're being. We appreciate creativity, and that's really good.
Well, good. No, I yelled at the radio, like, the entire morning. I tried to call, like, 19 times and didn't get through. Y'all know she's a lying heifer, right?
Who are you talking about here?
the quote-unquote mom. She's not a mom. This is a classic, I'm the friend, and I took her ex-boyfriend, and I can prove it.
Okay, so this is in reference to the okay. the. I'm just saying this for those that just tuned in. The mom is now dating her daughter's ex-boyfriend, three or four months removed.
Yes, and I can prove it to you, okay?
Yeah.
Number one, okay, Paige, let's see here. Paige is a mom, correct?
Paige, is this true?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, go ahead.
Her stepmom. I mean, okay, stepmom, mom, same thing, okay?
Same thing.
So, okay, you can tell me the exact age of your stepson, correct? If anyone ever asked you, my son is 18 years old, right?
Oh, yeah.
How did you know that?
There was... Because you just said it like 2 seconds ago.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Paying attention, okay. Matt.
On March 19th.
Are you videotaping me right now?
Yes.
All right, go ahead. Yeah.
Okay, so I have four kids. I can tell you the age of every single child, their birthday, everything. There was a pause whenever you asked her, how old is your daughter? And she said, what? She never gave you an exact date. She said she's in her early 20s. Now, how do you all going to know the exact age of your child?
I mean,
God damn it.
The play devil's advocate to that.
Hold up. Okay, ready? Oh,
okay. Yeah.
Number two.
Go ahead. There's more.
Number two. Okay. She said, my daughter's probably going to beat my ass. Let me tell you something. As a parent, I don't care how old you are. If you live in my house or I have raised you, you will not step to me. I will bust your butt, honey. I will put a palm knot on the side of your head, big enough for a calf to suck on. Don't come for me.
God. Is this Medea on the phone right now?
It might be. Yes.
No.
I've known several dudes who beat up their dads.
You,
no.
Yeah, I've known it. I've known these people. I've known several dudes who beat up their dads.
You don't approve of it, but you've known
it. But I've known it to happen. Yeah, it happened.
No.
Your mom, you never hit her, but you don't want to make her unhappy and because you get the look, and that doesn't end.
No, it's a look.
Well, yeah, but... So,
yeah, you can shoot the mom look, and it's like, no, you back down. Like, mine's 34, and my mom can get that look, and I'm like, okay, I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. Like, no.
Yeah.
But no. But also as a parent, if anybody ever hurts your kid, like I don't, even if they, you know, your kid breaks up with the other person.
Right.
You still don't like that person. Like you know, it's one of those, you hurt my baby. No. You hurt my baby in some way and you will be a missing person until they find your body.
Hide her, Marty.
Exactly.
She's not a mom. I'm telling you, this is a classic. This is so she was because she was anonymous, right?
Oh yeah. No, okay, wait a minute. She was anonymous.
So she's just trying to cover up her tracks. So in case he's listening, she's listening, whatever. Uh-huh. Well, that could be anybody. She's not. That's not a mom, y'all.
So the story about them just meeting at Walmart—that's the cover. That's her paper trail to say no, we were not hooking up.
Well, maybe they met there, but she doesn't think it's the girl's mom.
I don't think it's a mom. I think it's a case of a friend. Or a best friend, and now she's dating. I think that you all went, like, when you heard mom, you instantly, like, shut down and didn't listen to, like, the little details, like the telltale red flags.
Sounds like a bad mom. Guns.
We also have cases where people speak in, like, generalities because, you know, they don't want to give out too much information and have people figure out who they are.
Dang, I didn't
So, like, the whole time I'm listening, I'm going, oh, my God, Helen Keller, wake up. This is not a mom. This is not a mom.
Holy moly.
It's a friend. This is so everybody guns down. I really think it's a friend and
I don't know how old my friends
are. Situation.
You know how old your friends are?
Yeah.
How old am I?
I don't want to say.
Thank you. Nine notes. All right. Yeah. P1 Melrose Court, thank you. Boy, you stirred up the phones on that one. Thank you so much. 1-800-774-0093.
I mean, I don't know. I don't know that the early 20s thing disqualifies her as a mom. You know what I mean? Because we have people all the time on the show say things like early 20s, late 30s, you know, just more general than specific.
And, yeah.
You know, doesn't mean she doesn't know how old the kid is. Just she didn't want to say.
We know Fatboy lives in Clemson, but we didn't know his exact address. Yeah.
I know it's not a Clemson address.
But, you know, maybe, look, I understand her point about not knowing your daughter's age or your son's age or something like that. I sometimes accidentally call my daughter by my sister's name. It's just one of those things that happens. I don't think, though, that I don't think she was twisting that part of it. I think, though, that was one thing she did key in on, though. And we're doing this like it's 48 hours. Or not 48 hours, but the first 48.
Yeah.
We're re-examining the call. But yeah. I think what that was, though, was just to lay that out there that no – we were not hooking up. this was after y'all broke up. I think that's the paper trail. Now I do believe that mom and boyfriend were hooking up. Yes, I will say that. I've changed my mind. Whew, let's go to Kathy on line two. Kathy, good morning.
Morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm good.
Good.
Who broke up with who? Did the boy break up with the girl? If so, then the girl may still have feelings for him. If she broke up with him, then she may be done with him.
No, he broke up with her daughter, and now she's dating him.
Yeah, and the daughter's dating somebody else.
She may still have feelings for him anyway.
Well, she shouldn't be dating somebody else then. I feel bad for the new boyfriend.
Oh, boy.
The new boyfriend. Oh, yeah.
Feel bad for him.
Yeah. Well, true, but...
Kathy, you have to agree with me and disagree with Nine that...
You don't have to.
But you should. That mom is just all around just bad for doing this. Agree?
Mom is slime, that's true, either way.
But nobody can say why.
Doesn't matter. Team Mattman wins. Thank you, Kathy. God bless. Have a good
morning. Thank you.
God bless you.
Is it different if it's a dad and son?
I'm saying that because she's about to sneeze.
But does that make it different if it's a father and son?
It's wolves.
Because one of the best dudes I know, I won't say who it is, but one of the best dudes I know, talk about a military veteran, talk about an all-around stand-up, solid dude, one of the best dudes I know in the whole world, texted me a little while ago and said, I'm Eskimo brothers with my son.
Oh.
When we got into this, he texted me that. Look.
I don't know which one that is. If it's the one I think it is, that's awful.
No, the dude's older than that. It's not our buddy from Spartanburg. It's another dude with the same name.
Oh my God!
I was just showing you the text so you knew the.
His son's 12.
No.
My goodness.
This man has grown children. Wow. He's pushing 50.
Jeez.
Yeah. But he said, "I'm Eskimo brothers with my son. We both love hot women."
Well.
He's a stand-up guy. I mean, he's a really, really good solid dude. I mean, talk about a military veteran, a solid stand-up, all-around good dude.
That's like when you watch the Bunny Ranch show and the guy's like, I brought my son for his birthday.
Wait a minute.
No. I don't think you know him that well.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm thinking of all the Joshes that we mutually know.
I said not to say the damn name.
Oh, shoot. Dump it.
Give it away.
You told the wrong person.
I know. I told Matt not to say something. He's going to say it.
I mean, I love Mr. Shocking over here, Mr. Fat Boy. He's like, he'll talk about any deviant porn, but fatherhood, he is a good dad, and he draws a line on morals and values, and I love that about him.
Oh, he's smart. He doesn't even call him his son. He calls him the boy.
He does, yeah. He has lines in the sand.
Yeah.
We might not have the same last name.
Let's go to Anonymous on line two. Anonymous, good morning.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good. Okay, I was thinking this was the Anonymous from yesterday, a different Anonymous.
Oh, good.
Good morning.
Thank you.
No, I'm a whole new Anonymous.
Okay, thanks. You've been in a similar situation?
Yeah, I was listening to you guys' story. I just tuned in on my drive to work. And so when I was about 16, we live in the South, so, kids have kids. So my ex's mom was like 30 when I was 16.
Yeah.
And we ended up dating for a while, like 2 years. Which is like a year longer than I dated her daughter. But pretty much the whole time I was hooking up with her mom. It's that, I feel like it's that classic, I wasn't the pretty girl in high school, so they go for the younger dudes.
Oh.
But that's like super common, man.
Wow.
And that chick was totally trying to cover her butt because she knows the kid's underage.
Oh, man.
Oh, man. Okay.
This is juicy.
This is it. So let me ask you, especially your mom, was your mom privy of that situation at the time?
My mother?
Yeah.
Is she aware you were dating a
30-year-old woman?
No, but my dad was, and I got a couple high fives out of it.
I don't know if I can do that.
Oh, man. Oh, man.
Look, I grew up in the South, but we're from up north, and my dad was just like, good job, bud. Because she was a smoking hot mom that was like 30, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Man. That's a great call.
Anonymous, thank you so much, sir. Have a good
morning. You guys have a good one.
All right, you too.
I want to hear you talk to Phil the engineer.
It sounded like that guy.
Yeah, it sounded kind of like Phil the engineer.
I bet his dad dated her after he got
done. Oh, what? You think it's passed around?
Give her back? Oh.
I'll take a turn.
Passing around. She gets to decide.
I have a turn, boy.
Oh man.
This is great. This is fun.
This is odd, too, because now Matt on line three says it's not the mom's fault. It's not the boy's friend's fault. So, Matt, whose fault is it?
What I was saying is that it all boils down to the daughter. You know, like, I think that this is just a classic case of, like, bro code. You know, like, if you're a bro and you're trying to go after, you know, your bro's ex-girl, then you ask permission, right? You know, hey, is it cool if I go after your ex? You know? I mean,
you've
I think
that conversation with a friend of yours before? You've said to your friend, hey, I saw Jenny today, and we made eyes at each other. Are you cool with that? You've had that conversation?
Yeah, I have, actually. Cool. You know what I mean? And it's just, you got to find out. Like, in this case, you know, she has to find out if the daughter's okay with it before it goes along.
Wow.
You know, instead of going behind her daughter's back, you know?
Yeah, they've been together for 3 months now. And then
then that's wrong. You know, is it morally wrong? Yeah, it is. You know, like, it's definitely morally wrong, you know? Yeah. But once her kid reaches consenting age, like what Nine was saying, you know?
Wait, don't agree with him.
Well, I'm going to. He makes a valid point. But I'm also going to agree that, yes, it is morally wrong. Would I personally do it? No way. No way in that, you know? Nuh-uh.
Yeah. No one should agree with me on this.
But what I'm saying is that, like what Nan was saying, they're all consenting adults. You know, whenever you come of consenting age, your parents become more like friends than they do your parents.
Yeah.
You know, just in relation with my own father, you know, like, it's me and my dad are best friends.
Yeah.
You know?
But enjoy that.
I would never put that in that kind of situation. I'm happily engaged. I have 3 kids of my own, you know, but I think that before anything happened, the mother should have talked to the daughter beforehand.
You're right.
That's what I think.
Matt, you nailed it, sir. Thank you. Have a good morning. Good luck on the impending wedding.
And you have me over here like, no one should agree with me on this. I don't think people should agree with me on this. I just want to know why.
Well, Nine disagreed. Reed disagreed with him because he has 3 kids, so he can't agree with anybody.
That's true.
This wild world we live in. Oh, it's something else. Sean, isn't it wonderful?
I guess.
Yeah, I guess so.
All right. We've given Sean such a negative outlook on life now.
It's not a negative. But
I've had it.
You get to read these texts that come in and see all this stuff. Like, you get to see, boy, this is the Wild Wild West.
Yeah, it is.
Wild West. All right, we're going to take a break. More Rise Guys. Don't forget, in about 15 minutes, another chance for you to win the P1 payoff, $1,000 cash. More Rise Guys right after this.
Text the Rise Guys. Just tickle your keypad at 72341. You're listening to the Rise Guys Morning Show.
93.3 The Planet.
Rise. You know, I was just saying off the air, when it comes to familial relations, I'm saying familial.
Familial.
Not familiar.
Yeah.
I was like, I wonder if brothers, like, let's say if Nine and I were brothers, and I broke up with my girlfriend, you know, I wonder if there's situations where the brother went and dated the brother's ex, or the sister dated the ex-boyfriend. And then, once again, proven to be a plethora of content this morning, P1 Sean the Bomb, tell us again about why you broke up with that girl.
She had told me that my younger brother was cuter than I was, which is just
not
too far.
Not true.
You agree or disagree with her statement, though?
I mean, my little brother looked like a baby. So, yeah. I mean, I guess she has a preference.
Right. Oh, baby face.
Yeah.
Oh, I see. There's a filter for that now.
You should have beat him up and say, how's he look now?
Yeah. Yeah. There you go.
Nah, I love that kid. I never hold him.
Yeah. You know what he just told me, Sean? We're talking about the various codes of, you know, your friends or, you know, as far as dating exes and stuff. Mm-hmm. And Sean says he's so happily married. Say it again, Sean, if you don't mind. Is that a private conversation?
No, it's
listen
fine.
Listen to this right here.
I don't believe in even looking at another woman because, as far as I'm concerned, my wife is the only woman I see.
I didn't hear that. I heard him say he's buying lunch, but I missed that.
Oh, no. Yeah.
Well, that was after that.
Yeah,
that's
when
a
I'm,
beautiful thing.
When I'm with somebody, I kind of do that. Like, I just, other people just, they just don't, it doesn't dawn on me that they're even there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's love.
I don't know how you have such virtuosity.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like when I look at somebody, I don't care, you know, as long as they're over to the age of, let's say 21. 21 and up, within 5 minutes, I'm already having the conversation in my head, would I or not? 1-800-774-0093. Let's go to Cam real quick. Cam says something that we talked about a moment ago does not exist, and that's bro code. Is that right, Cam?
Yeah, that's right.
What do you mean by that?
There is no bro code no more. Back in July, found out my girlfriend was pregnant, and we looked up, found out about 7 or 8 of my supposed best friends have hit her up and went and hung out with her, and we'll just say done stuff.
Yeah.
There's no bro code.
Let me ask you.
Whoever believes it, I mean, it's just, they got some best friends, or they got a pact or something.
You said 7?
Yeah, at least 7 of them.
Ah, dang.
What'd you do to them? Cause they, I mean,
did you get them back? They get a receipt now.
I mean, I couldn't do nothing. I mean.
Oh, man. I'm sorry.
I couldn't do nothing.
But the child was yours, though, or yes or no? Did you find out?
Yes. There was a DNA test done. Yes, yeah. It was mom.
You are the father. All right, Cam. Well, congratulations. Father's Day is coming up here in a month or so, so congratulations.
Yeah, she's 3 months.
Well, you still get to celebrate. Thank you, Cam.
You get a test.
I'm sorry. Sorry.
It was sad.
Get that test, buddy.
That was a sad call.
When they sell pregnancy tests, is there only like one in a box? Could you imagine having to go
Dollar
buy
Tree.
It? Dollar Tree sells them?
Yeah.
You imagine being the clerk there and somebody comes up with 7?
Oh, no. Like you had to mail off a stool sample, I thought.
That's why I never got my 23andMe.
Uh-oh.
I get funny looks every time I walk up with a marijuana test.
All right. He couldn't remember. He had to find out if he smoked up or not. All right. $1,000 cash. That was years ago, Sean was telling us. $1,000 cash. P1 payoff. More Rise Guys. More us. More you. More right after this.
The Platter. The Rise Guys Morning Show.
I love the craziness of the show, man. It's just insanity.
That is just funnier than anything out there.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
It's funny and it's the best show on the radio.
Weekday mornings.
93.3.
The Platter.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.